Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment of Warming Up Food on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday the difference between bishul, cooking, through exposing the food to liquid at a great level of heat, and afia, baking, through exposing dry food to heat. So bishul and afia are considered two fundamentally different approaches. So that even if I cooked something, I cooked a food before Shabbos, and it's currently dry and fully cooked, it would not be a problem to cook it again. It would be a problem to bake it after I've cooked it. That's yesh afia achar bishul. There is a problem with baking after cooking. What's more common is the other way around. Yesh bishul achar afia. Ain bishul achar bishul. When it comes to dry foods, there's no such thing as cooking it a second time. Once cooked, it's cooked. There's nothing more to be done to be in violation of cooking on Shabbos. But yesh bishul achar afia. If it wasn't cooked the first time, if it was baked, if I then cook it on Shabbos, I'm actually considered in violation of cooking on Shabbos. Now, this is potentially Torah-level discussion. This is not the rabbinic-level discussion that we've spent a lot of time talking about. It looks like this, it looks like that, cover the fire. We're saying there's fundamentally a problem here. It doesn't matter how it looks. So I've thrown around a lot of terms. Let's kind of get down to brass tacks. And that is, you're sitting and you're having soup Friday night, nice hot chicken soup, and you would like to add something to the soup. And one thing you could add to the soup is noodles. These noodles were cooked before Shabbos, and like how we make noodles all the time, and hot liquid, you made them before Shabbos, you put them off to the side, and now you'd like to put them in the soup. That's one thing you could put in the soup. Another thing you could put in the soup is you could take your piece of challah and a nice piece of bread and break it up into pieces and dip those pieces in the piping hot soup. Are those two examples the same? Are they different? What's the story? So let's just go with this example. If you cooked noodles in hot water before Shabbos, and they were fully cooked, and you set them aside, so if you put noodles in hot soup on Shabbos, that's ein bishul achar bishul. It's not considered a problem of cooking a second time, of re-exposing the noodles to that hot liquid, because they already were exposed to the hot liquid and they were fully cooked before Shabbos. As an aside, we've mentioned before that there is a problem with reheating liquid, so you would actually want to make sure that the noodles were dry. And it's obviously they were cooked in liquid, but now that you took them out of the liquid, they were nice and dry, because if they were still wet, if the liquid on the noodles was cold because it's been sitting on your kitchen counter for 3 hours, then when you put those noodles with liquid on them into your piping hot soup, you might not be considered to be cooking the noodles, but you are considered to be cooking the liquid on the noodles. So the noodles that were cooked in liquid and fully cooked, it would not be a problem to put them in your hot liquid on Shabbos, because that's ein bishul achar bishul. On the other hand, your bread was never cooked before. Your bread was baked. It was a dry dough put in the oven. And therefore, to take your bread and put it in piping hot soup on Shabbos might be considered cooking. Because even though it was in the heat of an oven, it never before has experienced being in hot liquid. And we consider bishul cooking fundamentally different than afia, baking. Now, what we have not discussed today is the variable of what type of vessel it was in. We're going to talk about this tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. But I just first wanted to lay out that basic distinction. Even when we talk about fully cooked, it's not enough to be fully cooked. There's a question of, was it fully cooked through bishul, or was it fully cooked through afia? I should also mention that pursuant to a lot of the things we've been speaking about earlier in the series, the standard practice, if I have a pot of soup on the fire, on the heat source, the standard practice is not to put things in that pot while it's on the heat source. Even the noodles that you already cooked before Shabbos, You wouldn't put it in the pot while it's on the heat source. That fits in, if you think about it, that fits into a lot of the things we've been talking about. But I could take the pot off of the heat source and then put the noodles in. But I certainly could not take the pot off of the heat source and put pieces of bread into my soup. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.